Today's text is from the book of Genesis, chapter 24, verses 1 through 9, and verses 57 through 67. Today's text talks about the marriage of Isaac and Rebekah. After Sarah's death, Abraham sent his servant to find a wife for Isaac. The servant searched and eventually found Rebekah, the daughter of Bethuel, who was the son of Abraham's brother Nahor. The servant then brought her back to Isaac as his bride. This event is not just a simple story about how Isaac met and married his wife under God's providence. If we only interpret this story as a lesson to trust in God's providence when seeking a spouse, we miss out on the powerful message of the gospel. The text reveals a deeper understanding as it talks about an incident that follows the one on Mount Moriah, which previously occurred in Genesis chapter 22. In the story of Mount Moriah, God commanded Abraham to offer his only son Isaac as a sacrifice. However, just as Abraham was about to do so, God provided a ram for the sacrifice instead. This event demonstrated that God is Jehovah Jireh, which means the Lord will provide. Essentially, it was a foreshadowing of God's ultimate provision for humanity, which was sacrificing his one and only son, Jesus Christ, to save his people. Following this incident, the genealogy of Abraham's brother Nahor and his descendants is presented in Genesis chapter 22, verses 20 through 24. The reason for this sudden introduction of Nahor's genealogy is revealed later in the text. Ultimately, it leads to the introduction of Rebekah, who would become Isaac's wife. In the book of Genesis chapter 22, we read about God delivering Abraham's son Isaac from certain death. God then prepares a wife for Isaac and shows that he is faithfully keeping the covenant he made with Abraham. In chapter 23, Sarah, Abraham's wife, passes away, and in chapter 24, Isaac meets and marries Rebekah. Through Abraham, Sarah, Isaac, and Rebekah, God continues to show us that he will provide and send his promised son, Jesus Christ. This demonstrates that God's eternal decree is being fulfilled and his covenant is being fulfilled with faithfulness. In the Bible, the story of Abraham and Isaac is a symbol of the gospel message. God gave Abraham a son named Isaac, who was promised to him. God delivered Isaac from death and prepared a wife for him. This story represents how God gave his true son, Jesus Christ, to the world. Jesus died and rose again to prepare the church and believers to become the bride of Jesus. Finally, Jesus will fulfill the eternal marriage covenant. In the same way, just as Abraham sent his servant to find Rebekah and bring her as a bride for Isaac to Canaan, God also sent the Holy Spirit to seek and save us and take us to heaven as the brides of Jesus. And this is how we understand what it means for God to prepare a wife for Isaac. In chapter 22 of Genesis, when God delivered Isaac from death on Mount Moriah, he blessed Abraham in verse 17, "I will greatly bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore." It says, "Your descendants will take possession of the cities of their enemies." And when we come to chapter 24, these words appear among the words of Rebekah's family as they bless her. Genesis chapter 24, verse 60. "And they blessed Rebekah and said to her, 'Our sister, may you become thousands of ten thousands, and may your offspring possess the gate of those who hate him. Do you notice the similarities between the two passages? Possessing the cities or the gate of the enemies means that you will conquer the enemy and be victorious. This points towards the gospel of Jesus, who will come as Rebekah's and Sarah's descendant. He will overcome all enemies such as sin, death, and the power of Satan and win the victory over them. Meanwhile, Sarah dies and Rebekah becomes Isaac's bride. Nevertheless, God's promise continues to be faithfully fulfilled through Rebekah. The gospel of the cross that began in Genesis chapter 3 verse 15 is being fulfilled through Eve, Sarah, Rebekah, and finally through Mary. The promise of God that he would send a redeemer through the woman's descendants is being fulfilled. It will be provided on the mountain of the Lord, and we finally see the amazing providence and grace of God who provides his son, coming as the promised descendant to be sacrificed on the cross on Mount Calvary. In today's text, we see Abraham sending a servant who is in charge of all his belongings to find a bride named Rebekah for his son Isaac. The servant is to bring her back so that Isaac can marry her and they can live together in one tent. This story can be connected to the gospel. In this analogy, Father Abraham can be seen as representing God. His son Isaac represents Jesus. The servant represents the Holy Spirit. And bride Rebekah represents the church and saints. This story testifies to the gospel that God the Father sends the Holy Spirit to find, save, and bring his people who are brides for his son, Jesus Christ. This is all done in order to fulfill the eternal marriage covenant and dwell together in heaven. Jeremiah chapter 3 verse 14. Return, O faithless children, declares the Lord, for I am your master. I will take you one from a city and two from a family, and I will bring you to Zion. The book of Jeremiah speaks about the future salvation that God will achieve. It describes the bridegroom finding his bride and bringing her to Zion, where the bridegroom dwells. Throughout the history of redemption, God proclaims that he is the bridegroom of his people, and he makes his chosen people his bride. He brings them to God's tabernacle in Zion, which points to heaven. The bridegroom will save his bride and make her pure and holy through his suffering, even to the point of shedding blood to bring her to Zion. In Genesis, we see that Isaac is offered as a burnt offering in chapter 22 before he takes Rebekah as his wife in chapter 24. All these promises are fulfilled when Christ comes. We are called to be his bride, participate in the heavenly wedding feast as his bride, and live as one with Jesus in the heavenly tabernacle for eternity. In today's text, we learn about the story of Abraham's servant finding Rebekah, who also obeys God's will to become Isaac's wife. She willingly agrees to go with the servant to the land of Canaan, where her bridegroom is waiting for her. This is like how the Holy Spirit gives us faith and desire to go to heaven where Jesus is. Rebekah becomes the one who inherits the land of the covenant inheritance with Isaac, just like how we inherit the heavenly inheritance with Jesus. In the text, God's promise is proclaimed at the very moment when Rebekah agrees to become Isaac's wife and follow the servant to the land of Canaan. Genesis chapter 24 verses 58 through 60. And they called Rebekah and said to her, "Will you go with this man?" She said, "I will go." So they sent away Rebekah their sister and her nurse, and Abraham's servant and his men. And they blessed Rebekah and said to her, "Our sister, may you become thousands of 10,000s, and may your offspring possess the gate of those who hate him." In today's passage, the gospel's promise is being proclaimed through Rebekah. It states that her offspring will defeat the enemy and save his people, pointing towards Jesus Christ, who will come as Rebekah's descendant. Additionally, there is something important that we need to consider. The text highlights the role of the one who prepares and provides everything beforehand. Please examine closely the confession Abraham makes when he sends his servant to find a wife for Isaac and bring her to him. Genesis chapter 24, verses 3 through 7. "I may make you swear by the Lord, the God of the heaven and God of the earth, that you will not take a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites among whom I dwell, but will go to my country and to my kindred and take a wife for my son Isaac." The servant said to him, "Perhaps the woman may not be willing to follow me to this land. Must I then take your son back to the land from which you came?" Abraham said to him, "See to it that you do not take my son back there. The Lord, the God of heaven, who took me from my father's house and from the land of my kindred, and who spoke to me and swore to me, 'To your offspring I will give you this land,' he will send his angel before you, and you shall take a wife for my son from there." Abraham did not want his son Isaac to marry a foreign woman from the Canaanites. Therefore, he sent a servant to the land where Abraham had previously lived to find a wife from his tribe. The servant felt anxious and worried about whether he could fulfill his master's request. He asked Abraham about what he should do to make sure everything goes well. Abraham reassured him not to worry because God will send his angel first to prepare everything. As it turns out, the angel of the Lord had already arranged the bride for Isaac in advance. The servant meets her, and she follows him to the land of Canaan as per Abraham's instructions. We can observe the accomplishments of the angel of the Lord in this passage. As we are aware, the angel of the Lord testifies of himself as the Lord God, who was sent by God. We know that he is God the Son, who appeared in the Old Testament, and he is Jesus Christ, who temporarily left his heavenly throne to minister among his people. The angel of the Lord's work is to go before his people and prepare everything in advance. In chapter 22 of Genesis, when Abraham was about to sacrifice Isaac on Mount Moriah, the angel of the Lord intervened and provided a ram for a burnt offering to replace Isaac. The angel also prevented Abraham from harming Isaac with a sword and gave him the name Jehovah Jireh, which means, "On the mountain of the Lord it will be provided." Additionally, in verse 7 of the same chapter, the angel of the Lord promised to go ahead of Abraham's servant and prepare a bride for Isaac. Abraham's servant met Rebekah, and as he prayed to God, Rebekah willingly followed him to the land of Canaan to become Isaac's bride. Although it was Abraham's servant who brought Rebekah, it was the angel of the Lord who made all the preparations in advance. That's not all. After deceiving his brother Esau and running away, Jacob, Isaac's son, returned to the land of Canaan in fear of encountering Esau again. When he arrived, he saw that God's angels had already entered the land, and he wrestled with the angel of the Lord all night. In other words, the angel of the Lord went ahead of Jacob along with the angels and prepared everything in advance for him. Jacob was unaware of this at first. However, through wrestling with the angel of the Lord, he realized that he was not alone and boldly went to see Esau. As a result, Esau welcomed Jacob's family, and Jacob inherited the land of Canaan as his inheritance according to God's promise. Even during the Exodus, the angel of the Lord led the Israelites, went ahead of them, defeated their enemies, and prepared their path in advance. Exodus chapter 14, verses 19 and 20. Then the angel of the Lord who was going before the host of Israel moved and went behind them. And the pillar of cloud moved from before them and stood behind them, coming between the host of Egypt and the host of Israel. And there was the cloud and the darkness, and it lit up the night without one coming near the other all night. Exodus chapter 23, verses 20 and 21. Behold, I send an angel before you to guard you on the way and to bring you to the place that I have prepared. Pay careful attention to him and obey his voice. Do not rebel against him, for he will not pardon your transgression, for my name is in him. When Joshua arrived in the land of Canaan and attempted to conquer Jericho, the first person he met was the angel of the Lord. This divine commander had arrived in advance to prepare the way, allowing the Israelites to conquer Jericho without any bloodshed. In the same way, the angel of the Lord always goes ahead of his people, preparing the way for them. This is God's salvation for us too. The angel of the Lord comes to us as a man, Jesus Christ, and takes on all our sins. He shed his blood on the cross to achieve our salvation, preparing us as a holy and pure bride for himself. After Jesus prepares us, he sends the Holy Spirit to keep us until the end and to bring us into heaven to live with him for eternity. Today's text shows us what happened to us in Christ. In the Old Testament, the well is where the groom finds and meets his bride. This is evident in the story of Isaac and his bride, whom the angel of the Lord had prepared in advance. The servant sent by Abraham first meets her at the well. Similarly, Jacob also meets his wife Rachel at the well. Genesis chapter 29, verses 10 through 12. Now as soon as Jacob saw Rachel, the daughter of Laban, his mother's brother, and the sheep of Laban, his mother's brother, Jacob came near and rolled a stone from the well's mouth and watered the flock of Laban, his mother's brother. Then Jacob kissed Rachel and wept aloud. And Jacob told Rachel that he was her father's kinsman and that he was Rebekah's son. And she ran and told her father. In the book of Exodus, we learn about Moses meeting Zipporah, who later becomes his wife, at a well. This well also happens to be where the angel of the Lord has prepared his chosen bride for him. Similarly, in the book of John, we see Jesus meeting a Samaritan woman at a well. This woman represents all of us sinners who are thirsty for salvation. Jesus offers her living water, which symbolizes eternal life and the forgiveness of sins. By drinking of this water, we can be cleansed of our sins and become the holy bride of Jesus. It is through his blood that we are washed clean and made righteous. This story serves as a reminder of the grace of salvation that has been granted to us. Jesus, known as the angel of the Lord, leads the way for us and prepares all that we need in advance. He followed all of God's laws, died on the cross to pay for our sins, prepared us to be his holy bride, and rose from the dead to enter heaven. Jesus went ahead of us on the path and invited us to join him. He also sent the Holy Spirit to find and bring Jesus' brides to heaven, where he is waiting for us. The purpose of the Holy Spirit is to regenerate us in the image of Jesus, giving us faith to willingly follow Jesus to the place where he is. Peter reminds us that we are called to follow in the steps that Jesus took ahead of us. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, so that you might follow in his steps. Our purpose in life is to participate in the salvation that Jesus accomplished and to follow the path that he took before us to reach the glory of heaven, which Jesus had already attained. The Holy Spirit works in our lives to make this possible. Abraham's servant did not abandon Rebekah, but instead ensured her safe arrival in the land of Canaan and led her to Isaac's tent. Similarly, the Holy Spirit will never leave us and will keep us until the end, guiding us to heaven and leading us to the tent of Jesus. When the time comes, God will host a wedding feast in heaven where we will then live with Jesus for eternity. Revelation chapter 19, verses 7 through 9. Let us rejoice and exult and give him the glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. It was granted her to clothe herself with fine linen, bright and pure. For the fine linen is the righteous deeds of the saints. And the angel said to me, write this, blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, these are the true words of God. The reality of the blessed heavenly wedding feast can be experienced by us through the Lord's Supper. As believers who were saved by Jesus, we are guided by the Holy Spirit to commune with Jesus, and ultimately, the Holy Spirit will lead us to the heavenly wedding banquet. In this communion, we can enjoy the reality of that day beforehand and be strengthened by the heavenly hope. In addition, today's passage reminds us of the Holy Spirit's work in the finding and bringing of Isaac's bride by Abraham's servant. Jesus Christ calls his church and believers to participate in the work of the Holy Spirit. He sends us to work together to find the bride he has prepared and leads her to Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 2. For I feel a divine jealousy for you, since I betrothed you to one husband to present you as a pure virgin to Christ. In his writings, the Apostle Paul describes his mission as leading the saints who are considered the bride of Jesus to him, the bridegroom. As servants sent by God, we are all called to seek out those who have been chosen by Jesus to be his bride and bring them to him. We are also tasked with supporting the saints who have already been called to be the brides of Jesus and help them stay faithful until the end, so that they may join in the heavenly wedding feast. The Holy Spirit accomplishes this work through the Word of God, and we too should carry out this blessed work through the ministry of the Word. Romans chapter 10, verses 14 and 15. How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. We have received the outpouring of the Holy Spirit to become the witnesses of Jesus. Our mission is to testify to the gospel, call Jesus' brides, and lead them to him. All the fellowship we have in this church and all the ministry that we do are ultimately all about this purpose. It is about finding the brides of Jesus, calling them, keeping them until the end, and leading them safely to heaven where Jesus is. For this purpose, God calls us to preach the word, do the ministry of the sacrament and discipline, have fellowship in the word, and build each other up as God's house. Let us faithfully fulfill God's calling, joyfully following the path that Jesus took before us, the path that he has prepared in advance. We will enter heaven under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, become the bride of Jesus, live in Jesus' tent, and receive the endless love of Jesus. Dear saints, let us walk joyfully with the Holy Spirit towards Jesus, our bridegroom, and into heaven where he resides. With this desire and hope in our hearts, let us come to the Lord's table and enjoy the blessing of heavenly fellowship with Jesus. Until the day of glory, let us consider ourselves as the precious bride of Jesus and strive to live a pure and holy life for him.